Chapter 1. Scholar Meng Hao. The state of Zhao was a tiny nation. Like other small nations in the lands of South Heaven, its people, its scholars, and even its king admired the great Tang in the eastern lands, and they held Chang'an in high regard. They could visualize its greatness, almost as if they were standing atop the Tower of Tang in the distant capital city. The fourth lunar month was neither freezing cold nor scorching hot. Light winds caressed the land, passing through the shepherd's flutes of the northern reaches and blowing over the lands of the great Tang. Under the twilight sky, it lifted the fog like dust. Swirling and twisting, it gradually reached Mount Daqing in the state of Zhao, where it fell onto a young man who sat on the mountaintop. He was a lean young man, holding a bottle gourd and wearing a clean blue scholar's robe. He appeared to be about 16 or 17. He was not tall, and for a scholar he was rather tanned, but his bright eyes sparkled with intelligence. And yet all his intellect seemed to be hidden by the frown on his face. He seemed lost. "Failed again," he sighed. He was Meng Hao, an average student from Yunji County, which lay at the foot of the mountain. Years ago, his parents went missing and did not leave much behind in the way of assets. Education was expensive, so he was almost completely broke. "I've taken the imperial exams for 3 years in a row. In all that time, I read books written by the sages until I wanted to throw up. Maybe this isn't the path for me." Filled with self-depreciation, he looked down at the gourd bottle with bleak eyes. "My dream of becoming an official and getting rich just keeps getting farther and farther away. I might as well forget about trying to reach Great Tang in the eastern lands. Being a student is so useless." He laughed bitterly. As he sat on the silent mountaintop, gazing at the bottle gourd in his hand, he looked increasingly lost. He felt fearful. What would he do in the future? Where would he go? Would a noble hire him? Or would a beautiful young maiden suddenly take a liking to him? Or would he continue to take the exams for years to come? There were no answers to his questions. He was only about 16 years old, and the feeling of being lost had devoured him like a giant invisible mouth. He truly felt afraid. "Even the teachers in town can only make a few pieces of silver per month. That's less than what I could make from working at Mr. Wang's carpenter shop. If I'd realized that earlier, I could have learned carpentry skills from him. At least then I wouldn't be starving like I am now. I'm running out of food at home and hardly have any money left. I even owe Steward Zhao 3 pieces of silver. What am I going to do?" He raised his head and looked up at the grand blue sky. It was so large he could not see its ends, much like he could not see his future. After a while, Meng Hao shook his head and took out a slip of paper from his robe. He read it carefully, placed it in the gourd bottle, then stood up and threw the gourd down the mountain. At the bottom of the mountain was a wide river, which never froze during the winter, and was said to flow all the way to the Great Tang. Meng Hao stood on top of the mountain and watched the gourd bottle drift further and further along the river. He stared unblinkingly. For a moment he seemed to have glimpsed his mother and the happiness of his childhood. The gourd carried his dream, his wish, and his hope for the future. Perhaps one day someone would pick it up, open it, and read the note. "Regardless of what I do, be it studying or working, I will keep on living." Meng Hao was an intelligent and determined person. If he wasn't, he would not have been able to survive after his parents left. He looked up at the sky, the stubborn look in his eyes growing deeper. He was about to head down the mountain. At that exact moment, he heard a weak voice coming from a nearby cliff. The sound seemed to be carried along by the wind. As it passed Meng Hao's ears, it was almost too faint to notice.
"Help! Help!"
Meng Hao stopped for a moment, shocked, then listened carefully. As he concentrated, the sound of the voice calling for help grew stronger.
"Help!"
He walked a few steps forward until he had nearly reached the edge of the peak. When he peered over the edge, he saw a person sticking out of a crevice halfway down the cliff. With a pale face full of fear and desperation, he cried for help.
You're Ming Hao, right? Help! Scholar Meng, help me!
It was a teenager. As soon as he saw Meng Hao, he expressed surprise and happiness from having suddenly found hope in a desperate situation.
Wang Yutsai?
Meng Hao's eyes grew wide as he looked at the young man, who was the son of Mr. Wang, the local carpenter.
How did you end up here?
Meng Hao looked at the crevice. The cliff itself was quite steep, and it seemed impossible to climb down. The slightest carelessness would send the climber falling into the river. Considering how fast the river flowed, if he fell in, the chances of dying were about 90%.
It's not just me. There are other people from nearby towns,
Wang Yutsai gushed.
We're all stuck here. Brother Meng, let's not chat, please. Just help us get out.
Perhaps he had been hanging out of the crack for too long, his hands grasped at the air, and if not for his compatriots who grabbed him by the shirt, he would have slipped and fallen down the cliff. His face turned pale with fear. Meng Hao realized the danger, but he had climbed the mountain alone today and had no rope with him. How could he save anyone? At that moment, he turned around and realized that rattan vines covered the mountainside. As frail as he was, he took 2 hours to find a rattan vine that was long enough. Breathing heavily, he dragged the rattan to the cliff. Calling out Wang Yutsai's name, he bent over and lowered the rattan down the cliff.
You still haven't told me how you got down there,
Meng Hao said as he lowered the vine.
We flew,
someone cried out. Another young man stuck his head out of the crevice beside Wang Yutsai. He looked to be about 18 years old and seemed strong and good-natured.
You flew?
Meng Hao said with a sneer. He put the rattan vine back up by a bit.
Cut the crap! If you can fly down here, then why don't you fly back up?
Don't listen to his nonsense,
said Wang Yutsai, clearly worried that Meng Hao wouldn't lower the vine back down.
A flying woman captured us. She said she will take us to some sect to be servants.
More nonsense?
Meng Hao said dismissively. Only immortals from legends can do that. Who believes in that kind of stuff? In the books he had read, there were stories of people who had become rich after meeting immortals. But it was all just lies. Just as the rattan reached the crevice, Wang Yutsai caught it. But then Meng Hao suddenly felt a cold wind behind his back. The surrounding temperature dropped rapidly, and it seemed that winter had returned. He shivered. He slowly turned around, then yelped in surprise and stumbled backward, nearly falling off the cliff. A woman wearing a long silver robe was standing there, her face pale white. It was impossible to tell her age. She was extremely beautiful, but she radiated a coldness that made one feel as if she had just crawled out of a grave.
"You have some latent talent," she said. "Since you took the trouble to show up, I guess this could count as good fortune for you."
When the voice hit his ears, it felt like bones rubbing together. This woman seemed to possess some strange power, and when Meng Hao looked in her eyes, his whole body felt icy cold, as if she could see right through him, as if he could hide nothing from her. She shook her wide sleeve, and suddenly a gust of emerald green wind picked Meng Hao up. He let out another yelp, as he found to his astonishment that he was flying over the edge of the cliff with her. When they reached the crevice, the woman threw him inside with a wave of her hand. As the emerald wind faded away outside, she stepped inside and looked around. Wang Yutsai and the other two young men scurried backward in fright. The woman stood there, silent as she looked at the rattan vine. Trembling nervously, Meng Hao stood up and glanced around quickly. The crevice was not spacious, and was in fact quite narrow. Even with only a few people inside, there was not much room. His eyes fell on Wang Yutsai and the two other young men. One was the strong, good-natured fellow. The other one was fair-faced and pudgy. Both were trembling in fear and looked like they might cry at any moment.
"I was short by one person,"
said the woman with the deathly pale face. Turning her gaze from the vine to Meng Hao, she continued,
"I'll put you in with them."
"Who are you?"
asked Meng Hao, concealing his fear. He was an educated person, and had a strong personality. Despite being afraid, He controlled himself and did not panic. The woman said nothing. She raised her right hand and waved, and the green wind appeared again. It lifted all the young men, and they flew out of the cave together with the woman, shooting up into the sky. They disappeared, leaving behind Mount Daqing. It stood there straight and tall, merging in the darkness of twilight. The blood drained from Meng Hao's face. He saw himself within the green wind, crossing the sky. As he flew above the ground, wind blew into his mouth, making it impossible to breathe. Suddenly something occurred to him.
She's an immortal.
He held his breath until he couldn't hold on any more. Then he passed out. When he opened his eyes, he found that they'd landed on a platform paved with green stones, halfway up a mountain. More rolling mountains surrounded them, and their beautiful peaks looked very strange. Clouds and fog drifted about. This was definitely not the mortal world. Wang Yutsai and the other young men woke up, scared and shivering. They stared at the back of the woman. Standing in front of her were two young men wearing long green robes. They appeared to be in their 20s, and both had sunken eyes with fear-inspiring green pupils.
"Excellent work, Elder Sister Shu," said one of the men. "You got 4 kids with latent talent in your time outside."
"Take them to the servants' district," said the woman. Her face was cold, and she didn't even look at Meng Hao and the others.
Then she became a beam of light that shot off into the mountains. By this time, Meng Hao had recovered his composure, but he was staring blankly at the place where the woman had disappeared. An expression that had never appeared before in his 16 years of existence appeared on his face, accompanied by the pounding of his heart.
"Servants," he thought. "If the work is for immortals, then the pay must be good."
Now that he was relatively convinced these people weren't interested in killing him, he was getting a bit excited. One of the two men in the green robes sighed and said,
"I can't believe Elder Sister Xu already reached the 7th level of key condensation. With the wind pendant that the sect leader gave her, she can already fly, even though she hasn't reached Foundation Establishment yet. I have to admit that I'm a bit jealous."
Then he turned his attention to Meng Hao and the others, and his eyes flickered with arrogant pride.
"You and you," he said, pointing at Wang Yutsai and the strong young man, "follow me to the Southern Servants' District."
"Where are we?"
Wang Yutsai asked in a quavering voice.
"The Reliance Sect.